morning. This is Mdundo Newspaper Review, 25th of January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. The Nigerian Senate has again asked the CBN to extend the deadline for the withdrawal of old Naira notes. With the January 31st deadline drawing close, the Senate insists that the CBN should extend the deadline to July 31st, 2023, to give Nigerians, especially those in the rural areas, more time to exchange their old Naira notes. This is coming from Nigerian Tribune. And still on Nigerian Tribune, the federal government has set up a 14-man committee to tackle the continued fuel scarcity in the country. The committee, which has President Buhari as the chairman, will ensure that petroleum products are well distributed across the country. Moving on to the Nation, Rivers State Governor Yemi Wike has maintained that he will not campaign for PDP's presidential flag bearer Atiku Abubakar. Speaking in Bonny during the inauguration of the local government campaign by the council, Governor Wike expressly said that he cannot campaign for Atiku when he has not asked for it. And still on the Nation, the Osun State Governorship Election Petition Tribunal has set Friday, 27th of January 2023, as the day to deliver judgment on the petition filed by the former governor, Adeboye Gayetola, against the victory of Senator Ademola Adeleke in the Osun State Governorship elections. Oyetola is alleging that there was overvoting in 749 polling units during the election. And coming from The Punch, an Islamic teacher, Adam Farouk, has been sentenced to life imprisonment for defiling 8 pupils in his class. Farouk was sentenced on Tuesday by Justice Abiola Soladoye of Aniketa Domestic Violence and Sexual Offences Court in Lagos State. The pupils who were defiled by the teacher were between ages 6 and 11. Also from The Punch, traders in Delta State have expressed their displeasure as markets in the state capital were shut down on Tuesday by Governor Ifeanyi Okoha for the visit of PDP's presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar for his campaign rally. The traders who spoke to The Punch described the government's action as insensitive. And moving on to The Guardian, President Muhammadu Buhari yesterday concluded his two-day official visit to Lagos State with the commissioning of the first phase of the 13-kilometer Blue Line Lagos Rail Mass Transit. The state government is expected to spend 8.2 billion naira on partial passenger operation for the Marina to Maitu rail line. And finally from The Guardian, the federal government has restored partial COVID-19 travel protocol. Henceforth, all travelers entering the country will be mandated to show evidence of COVID-19 vaccination or get vaccinated at the airport.